You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. That's right. This is the first show of the new year. My name is Nate. It's the name of this show. Fast and Loose. Been collecting songs. Like somebody who collects things. Like coins and stamps. Pokemon cards and NFTs. Over the break. Got some fun ones. Got some throwbacks. And I'm excited to share them with you. 9 a.m. Tuesday morning. I like this a lot better than the 10 a.m. Tuesday morning slot because I got things to do. And I want to do, this show is one of the things I'm going to do. I'm going to decide. Also, shout out to anybody who is listening for the first time. Picking it back up. Thanks for sticking around. Got a great slate of programming here at WMFO. And I'd like to contribute my 2 cents to that. All right, going back in. I'll see you out there.
you'll take a ride from anyone. Everyone wants a ride, pulls away, ooh, from you.
try to forget that I was only your lover.
A shadow in the shape of a house slides out of a house and loses its shape on the lawn. Trees seek each other as the wind within them dies. Darkness starts inside of things, but keeps on going when the things are gone. Barefoot, careless, in the farthest parts of the yard, children become their cries. Darkness Starts by Christian Wyman. You heard. Busy Earning, Jungle started the show. I think we're going to be starting shows with Busy Earning. Back again, Sadie by Goth Babe. It's a B-side. Black Sheep by Metric, you know that song. Things Will Be Fine by Metrimony. Metronomy. Metronomy. There's no M. There's no second M. There's no third M. I hope you're doing all right today. It feels kind of good 9 a.m. because there's a lot that goes through my head between 9 and 10. And then I think by 10, I'm kind of worn out a little bit. This is good. Get the juices flowing. We're ready. I know that not a ton of people are probably listening right now because I have done zero advertising for this show. Maybe do some training next week. Get the ball rolling a little bit. The spring is important because this is also the show that I'll probably continue on throughout the summer. If I do know you, do text me. I put up some shelves in my house, and I think they look great. Floor to ceiling, floating shelves on one side. It's next to my fireplace. It's a dope setup. All right. A lot of good music today that I want to get to. So thanks for being here. And if you're outside enjoying the wonderful sunny weather, then keep doing that. I'll be in here. Where, for some reason, the air conditioning is on.
Je pars, mes yeux grisés, le long de tes jours. I've read pages torn out. I made up my own world. Deep in the dream, it's all built to last. You pulled the plug, drained me down fast. Pop my balloon, I fell from. Searching out, going round, what became such a false alarm? Cause I'm looking for the truth, not some tired cheap cliche, false treasure in a shallow pond. Top of your head, powder and spark drew me to bed. Drift with you there down a dark and frozen stream. I thought I found jewel of the Nile. You're just a shiny rock in my pile. So many stones. Far from this town. Cause I'm looking for the truth, not some tired cheap cliche, false treasure in the shallow pond. And I'm tired of wasting life searching out, going round what became such a false alarm. Just a false alarm. Just a false alarm. Just a false alarm. A false
Yeah. was lost then. Today it's replenished, but it was you who cleaned up my messes. And oh, oh my God, just please don't never let me go. Yeah, sometimes we're high and sometimes we're low, but I'm with me and I'll make you see the things I'm better when you're with me. Let down your hair, let down your hair, Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair.
That's enough memories, thank you. I'm stuffed. I'll need my memory vomitorium if this goes on. How much attention can one man have? Which reminds me, once I let the gas go on flowing after my car was full and watched it spill its smell and potential hell all over the ground around me, I had to pay for that. And in currency quite other than attention. I've had my fill of truth too, come to think of it. It's all smear me in me. I'm like a waterlogged Bible. Enough with the aborted prophecies and garbled laws, ancient texts holy as a teen's genes. Begone, begats! Live long enough and you can't tell what's resignation, what's resolve. That's the bad news. The good news? You don't give a crap. My life, it's like a library that's closing for a long, long time. A lifetime, some of the disgrunts mutter. And when it opens only to an improved confusion. Theology where poetry should be, psychology crammed with math. And I'm all the regulars searching for their sections, and I'm the detonated disciplines too. But most of all, I'm the squat, smocked, bingo-winged woman growing more gigantic and less placable by the hour as citizen after citizen blurts some vision of, what the hell, or I thought you all died. And the little stamp she stamps on the fly leaf to tell you when your next genetic mystery is due. That thing goes stamp right on my very soul. Which is one more thing I'm done with, by the way. The whole concept of a soul. Even bees know what zero is. Scientists have learned. Which means bees know my soul. I'm done. I tell you, I'm due. I'm oblivion's datebook. I'm a sunburned earthworm. A mongoose's milk tooth. A pleasure tariff. Yesterday's head cheese. Spiritual gristle. I'm the apocalypse's popsicle. I'm a licked Christian. Oh yeah, even bees know what zero is by Christian Wyman. First name, also faith of choice. puts that last line, "I'm a licked Christian," really in nice perspective. Why am I reading a lot of Christian Wyman poems? Well, I'm reading his earlier book because I am waiting for all the holds to clear on Zero at the Bone, which according to the Minuteman website is going to happen sometime after the Anthropocene. Seriously, you get one New Yorker write-up and all of a sudden every single person in this entire stupid city wants to read your book. Don't get me wrong, the book is good. So here I am, reading My Bright Abyss, again, Meditations of a Modern Believer by Christian Wyman, an excellent book, especially an excellent book if you do not like poetry, but you do like thinking about things. This is a nice little introduction to knowing that poetry is actually the ultimate freedom in thinking about things. It's that thing that you want to do. It's that thing you feel sometimes when you hear a really good song and you want more of that, but you might not have a song available to you. Read poetry, write poetry. Don't worry if it's good. It's probably not. Most isn't. Also, don't worry or approach it like you're writing anything else. As I was assured by a professor, no one makes money writing poetry, and I have published several books of poetry. The best you can expect is being a John Donne or George Herbert type, where your friends discover the genius of your poetry and publish it posthumously. That's the dream. Because then your work remains pure. You're not affected by the capitalism or economics of the book or poetry selling business. I can tell you this, I got a lot of poetry written down and I'm gonna file it away in hard to find, but not too hard to find places. And that will be my gift to the world, or curse, depending on who you are. If you're somebody that really feels the need to recover it, I think that it's enough to really make you crazy. But alas, back to the show. You heard a really awesome French song by Alexa Gerdy, Un peu plus souvent by Hors Saison, which is like season hours. That's a Polydor division, which is great because that's a great indie music label. Great song, and also an artist that I'm going to maybe find some more stuff. Followed that by False Alarm by The Head and the Heart. I love The Head and the Heart. It's kind of a band that became really poppy and sort of a band that, you know, sometimes you find yourself in that crowd, but they're great. Don't get me wrong. You don't get to decide who listens to your music. But one of my favorite quotes ever is I was in Houston at a Head and the Heart show. I was with a few friends of mine. And one of my friends turned around and goes, "I think you're the only non-boyfriend at this show." And I look around and I was convinced that I was standing around a lot of guys who had gotten dragged there. A lot of people who sort of, it was obvious they didn't know what to wear to a show. A lot of khaki pants and tucked in shirts, like halfway between the office and the, I guess, golf course. I don't know. It was a lot of fun. Especially considered The Head and the Heart is sort of made in a lab to be like that band. Cuddle Photo by Passion Pit after that, because I needed a space. You might have heard the beginning to the song that I'm going to play twice. This is an absolute blast from the past, so I'm excited to play it for you. This set is a lot of what I've been listening to over the break, minus the pup. They're coming, don't worry. Yeah, DIY indie rock, and if you are Nev, DIY stands for do it yourself. See you out there.
Find a cure for my life, find a cure. Find a cure for my life, find a cure. Find a cure for my life, find a cure. Find a cure for my life. Oh my God, oh, you think I'm in control? Oh my God, oh, you think it's all for fun? Oh my God, oh, you think I'm in control? Oh my God, oh, you think it's all for fun? Been a smile on my face, been a smile. Been a smile on my face, been a smile. Been a smile on my face, been a smile. Been a smile on my face, put a prize. Put a prize on my soul, put a prize. Put a prize on my soul, put a prize. Put a prize. Find a cure for my life and cure. Find a cure for my life, put a prize. Put a prize on my soul, put a prize. Put a prize on my soul, build a wall. Build a fortress around my heart.
Just a boy, we'll call it 15 or so. I found myself annoyed by a syndrome of sorts in my bones. That girl who's next to me,
wait, next, like, right next to me. Oh,
she found herself bored to tears. She realized if she wanted conversation, she's out of luck for 3 more years. With me, he needed more than me. I'm friendly and thoughtful and quite awfully pretty, but he needed more than me. When I felt that I should leave, we'll call it midnight or so, I found myself annoyed by a syndrome of sorts in her bones. That girl who's next to me, she don't know her worth in this town, 'cause her face starts to shine when that meathead behind me is grinning as he's checking her out. I said, all I can hope for is for you to get better, 'cause all I can take is no more. So I'll hide where I can. Yeah.
racing pace against myself, and honestly, I'm a mess. With the car engulfed in flames, I am a wreck. Things I should have said through car tests. Just really been so busy.
I just got to jump right in here and ask you, did you know? 91.5 FM is college and community radio, no matter where you are in eastern Massachusetts, or maybe some would say Boston. If you're driving northeast from Tufts, check out some underground radio over at WUML in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming over at WZLY in Wellesley, broadcasting from Wellesley College. Support community radio by turning in and engaging with local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio. I love that. I love claiming the public interest for the reason why you're telling somebody this. This is for your benefit. Stick around, please. Real quick, Oh My God, Ida Maria, Tears Over Beers by Modern Baseball. If you don't cry when you hear that song, I don't know who you are. No Halo by Sorority Noise, Leather Jacket by Joyce Manor. Don't worry, they're coming back. One more quick set. I will see you on the other side.
see the colors and all the kids going home. Night is crawling up to the day. I hear the noise from your beside. It's all singing. Just wanna stay up all night with you. Just wanna stay up all night with you. There's nothing that I wouldn't rather do. Just wanna stay up all night with you.
So big.
keep it in line. You say you wanna move on, and you say I'm falling behind. Can you read my mind? Can you read my mind? I never really gave up on breaking out.
Cutting back in here to say thank you for listening. This has been Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. I'll leave you with the words of Vitrixthon, which is the beginning of the poem Inside of Metamorphoses by Ovid. Some are transformed just once and live their whole lives after in that shape. Others have a faculty for changing themselves as they please. I used to end every show in this way, and I'm going to do it again. Please stick around for the next show. Thank you for listening. We are at 9 a.m. for the rest of time.